Hello, let's do it again. It's time to improve your American English speaking skills. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Listen carefully, print the words we say, and download the audio. Then you can listen and read along over and over. Today we will talk about the American Space Agency as it helps people in Southeast Asia deal with weather problems. Then we have something for nature lovers. Some of the fastest animals on the planet have had scientists wondering how they can move like that and how much energy it takes. Weather in Asia and cheetahs are on this edition of As It Is. Satellite imagery from the United States is expected to soon begin helping about 60 million people in the lower Mekong River basin of Southeast Asia. The goal is to help the people deal with natural disasters and challenges of climate change. The project adds to existing programs of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. As we hear from Jonathan Evans, NASA is currently helping communities in South America, Africa, and South Asia.
The U.S.-led project brings together the lower Mekong nations of Vietnam, Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, and Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. The area faces growing challenges from rising temperatures on our planet. Environmental activists say these problems include issues over water use, destruction of forests, floods, and disaster mitigation, reducing the effect of disasters. The United Nations Office of Disaster Risk Reduction says costs from natural disasters are rising. It also says that from 2000 to 2012, the estimated cost of climate-related disasters was $1.7 billion. The UN agency says 1.2 million people died in the disasters. Almost 3 billion others were affected. The U.S. development agency, USAID, will help support NASA in the 5-year project. They will work with local partners, including the Asian Disaster Preparedness Center, based in Thailand. Gabriel Iglesias serves as a project officer with the Preparedness Center. She says the goal is to report to communities about changing conditions and help them use the information effectively.
This project will be addressing both those steps, the development of the tools to process the information, the satellite obtained data, and then to raise the capacity for decision makers to understand and interpret the results of these analyses for use in their own decision making over land use, environmental protection, adaptation, and so on.
USAID officials say the information will go to a number of experts. They include scientists, government representatives, national resource managers, and disaster response specialist. The officials say their purpose was to more effectively provide support to areas with the most immediate need after natural disasters. The costs of getting such satellite imagery have dropped sharply in recent years. That has made the data more easily available. Such information proves especially valuable immediately after natural disasters. In 2008, Cyclone Nargis struck the Irrawaddy Delta area of Myanmar. More than 130,000 people died in that storm. I'm Jonathan Evans.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. In 1900, about 100,000 cheetahs lived in the world. Today, there are only 10,000 of the animals. Just about everyone knows that cheetahs are fast. Some studies have measured their speed at about 95 kilometers an hour. So it seems reasonable that all that sprinting would rob the wild cheetah of some of its energy. But until recently, no one ever really measured how much energy a cheetah uses to move that fast. We asked Bob Doty to give us the latest research.
John Wilson took part in the cheetah research. He says cheetahs can easily deal with those energy outbursts.
Like any cat, basically, they rest for most of the day, and they have only brief periods of activity. So, for example, a cheetah would only hunt in the morning for a few hours, in the afternoon for a few hours. We assume they expend a lot of energy during these chases. They offset those high energy expenditures by resting for most of the day. So these blistering speeds that they run for short periods don't really have an effect on the cheetahs over the entire day.
But if the cheetahs are not out of breath or weak after the chase, what causes their population to decrease? Some experts say other predators, like lions or hyenas, might be stealing most of the cheetah's food after they make a kill. Dr. Wilson said the new study found that is not what really happens.
Our study has found that that's actually not really the case. Cheetahs lose about 12% of the food. So while they lose quite a bit of their food, cheetahs are pretty fast eaters, so they've eaten a lot of the food before they lose that food. The act of losing food is not that significant.
It appears that the cheetah is vulnerable to attacks by other animals because of its physiology, the way its body operates. The cat simply burns a lot of calories, the energy produced by food.
Because this cheetah have fast metabolism, they have huge lungs and a strong heart, their resting metabolic rate is really high. So just the act of walking already for a cheetah is pretty expensive. And then the longer they look for food, the more energy they need to invest in finding the food.
And he says that is the problem. It takes a lot longer for cheetahs to find animals they can catch and eat. And they have to walk a lot farther to do so. Mr. Wilson says that is because they naturally avoid people. But human beings are increasingly occupying the areas where cheetahs traditionally look for food. Houses and fences block them from searching for animals to attack. Cheetahs use up a lot of energy to get around these barriers. Mr. Wilson says that while this has not affected the number of cheetah cubs being born, it can affect their survival. He remembers seeing a female cheetah in a desert.
This mom is under stress already looking for food for herself. Then she needs to look for food for a cub. And if she needs to move further and further, the mother is under more strain, and then that puts even more strain on the cub.
He says people are also killing the animals that cheetahs hunt. People also capture and sell cheetahs in the Middle East as pets. However, the wildlife group Born Free USA says up to 70% of the cheetah cubs illegally transported through East Africa die. Earlier this year, the group called on members of the CITES Treaty to increase enforcement at borders and to improve laws and rules. Mr. Wilson says there are no easy solutions to help cheetahs deal with human activity, but fast action is needed. He says there is a 10% chance that the animals could disappear forever within 100 years. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service lists cheetahs as an endangered species, and the International Union for Conservation of Nature describes the cats as vulnerable. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. This is VOA, the Voice of America.